Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello and welcome to the Following On podcast. I'm Neil Manthorpe in Paul, in just outside Cape Town, where England have just played their second warm-up match on the tour of South Africa, another intra-squad match. In today's show, you'll discover who impressed most. I'll give you a sneak peek into that. It was Sam Curran. Find out about the notable moments and hear from Sam himself, as myself and Rory Dollard from the Press Association run our eye over the day's events. England's entire tour of South Africa is exclusively live on TalkSport 2, and you're listening to Following On. Well, Rory, it was a day of two Currens, wasn't it? I mean, there were other noticeable performances, but Sam Curran won two games.
He did, yeah. It's not often in cricket, is it, that we see brand new achievements unlocked? But Sam Curran went to the crease, reeled off a target, was asked by his captain Owen Morgan if he fancied having another go, because Team Butler had romped to victory with about 8 overs left, and yeah, he made light work of the revised target and got a second victory in one visit to the crease. I don't know if the guys, the brains behind the 100, want to think about this as a new innovation. I'm not sure.
The first innings, he was 45 not out off 18 balls. And you kind of think, whew, he's not going to do that very often. And then Owen Morgan set another target of 72 off 7, we think. But he did it again. He finished 39 not out off something like 18.
He's an enterprising cricketer, Sam Curran, isn't he? He sort of finds a way into the teams and the cliche is that he makes things happen. Gosh, we've heard that a few times. But, you know, he does actually do that. And he started off his day-to-day in Paarl as an opening bowler and finished it by smacking a load of runs in two innings, not out in both. You'd have to think he's a good bet to be in that 11, wouldn't you, come Friday?
Yeah, well, you would think so. We spoke to him about what he prefers. Does he prefer opening the bowling at the death, batting at the top of the order? And he didn't say it, but I got sort of the impression that, well, I'm not quite established enough to make my requests obvious. He's still in the camp of I'll do whatever the team wants.
He is, yeah. I mean, I think England have had a little look at different things that he can do. The IPL was really good for that. You know, he performed a lot of different jobs there, and most of them successfully, and actually quite similar to Ben Stokes and Joss Butler. I suppose teams are always looking to get as much information as they can in sort of looking at a World Cup countdown to the T20 World Cup next year, and the IPL did a lot of data gathering on England's behalf with these guys, so that's why a few of them are in pretty decent nick, I think.
Well, let's hear from Sam himself before coming back and talking about some of the other performances.
Well, Sam, there's not a heck of a lot wrong with your form at the moment.
Yeah, it was nice. Obviously, I'm one of the lucky ones who's been playing at the IPL. Come off some good form from there, and hopefully I can continue. But yeah, it's great to be back playing cricket, isn't it?
Do you have a strong view on your role in the team? I mean, is it new ball, death? Do you like to bat up the... Because you seem to do everything.
Yeah, I think you got it right there. I've obviously been doing all sorts of jobs. To be fair, anytime I get given a role, I just try and do it the best I can. Obviously, in this team, it will be various different roles: new ball, middle order, middle overs, death. So it's just got to be adaptable, and that's what we keep trying to practice. But all over the place at the minute.
So you don't feel you're in a position to express a preference just yet?
To be fair, I just want to be in the 11. That's my aim, and hopefully come Friday I am, but if not, just keep working hard.
How would you describe the atmosphere in these two intra-squad matches? It's looked very intense from the outside.
Yeah, we're actually having a bit of banter in the dressing room, how strong the teams are, and it was, especially playing against my brother, there's always a bit of back garden rivalry. The boys are stirring that up whilst we're out there as well. It was really good. Morgs and Joss were very clear that we should make this very competitive, because come Friday, the South Africans are going to come really hard and we've got to be prepared.
Have you been keeping an eye on the situation in the South African squad, or are you just concentrating on your own?
To be fair, we just kept it to ourselves. The boys have been training really hard. We're a really tight-knit group, and just focused on what we need to do, and really looking forward to Friday.
And what now for the next couple of days before that first game?
I think we've got a rest day tomorrow, and then two good days training, and then, straight into Friday. I think we're at Newlands for training.
How do you spend a rest day? You can't go down to the waterfront, can you?
No, we can't. We're in Cape Town, but there's not many better places in the world, is there? But we're keeping nice and safe, and just keeping our heads down for the series ahead.
Would you say that England are favourites?
I don't really know, to be fair. It's a hard one to say. I don't want to say yes, I don't want to say no. So, it's a really good group, and it's a really strong side, so the confidence is high.
Particularly chuffed Sam Curran. Now, it was a tough job, really hard job for the selectors, Ed Smith and his men, to come up with a one-day squad and a T20 squad. But it's funny, isn't it? It was always bound to happen that you know, when you're playing these intra-squad games, that those who aren't in the T20 squad impressed. Ollie Stone and Joe Root. Ollie Stone took 3 for 12 in two overs. They took him out of the attack before he bowled Team Morgan out. He looked really good. And Root, again, he didn't just make 45 not out. He made them off 26 balls, but neither of them is in the T20 squad.
Yeah, there's a truism, isn't there, in sport, where we often say you become a better player when you're out the team or you're out the squad, because you know your theoretical skills really amp up when you're not in town. Well, England are finding out that some people become better players when they're out on the park playing against them, because Joe Root has made his point. We talked about it just a couple of days ago. You know, he's made his point that he's really eager to be involved in these T20s. He did it in 40 overs the other day. He's done it endlessly in 50 overs. And he's batted absolutely beautifully in 20 overs here, or 12 overs as it was, because we didn't get that far. He batted quickly. He put away the spin. He's a hellish handy cricketer to be thinking that he's expendable. So I think there's a few questions that they might want to answer about that. But Ollie Stone, he's having a super week out here, isn't he? He isn't in the T20 squad, as you mentioned, but he's bowled twice now in a few days. He's looked fast. He's looked absolutely on it. I mean, when he's been fit in his career over the last few years, he's been a really bankable wicket taker. And, you know, today, there was no messing about today. He only got two overs, as you say, but he got Liam Livingstone, the opener, he got Ben Stokes, and he got Johnny Bairstow, and he had Johnny Bairstow drop. These are proper players in a proper match, and he looks every bit the international fast bowler, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. I must say, he's a very, very good backup, if that's what he is, to Jofra Archer and Mark Wood and the other sort of first-team picks. Normally, after two warm-up games, you'd look at a couple of players and think, well, he's struggling a bit, or he's struggling a bit. Generally, across the board, everybody has done very well. But, this may be tempting fate for such a great player, but Ben Stokes looked a little bit off the pace, literally, with the ball at Newlands in the first game, and then scratched around for 3 off 9 balls before getting out. But there's no problem there, is there?
I'd be a brave man who'd tell you that Ben's had his best day. You know, he never knows when he's beaten Ben Stokes, and he certainly won't be beaten in a sort of a beer match atmosphere at Borland Park. I reckon we'll get to Newlands and the juices will be flowing and the vinegars will be rising in Ben Stokes when Kagi Surabada's running in. I'm quite sure of that.
Is there anybody else that... is there anybody at all that strikes you as a concern? Because it just seems that everybody's shown enough form and they've bowled enough, just enough, spent enough time at the crease. I mean, it really has been two very good warm-up days.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say anybody looks terribly out of form. Sam Billings, for example, today, he's the only man who got out twice in the match because he played in both chases. But he scored a fantastic 50 in Cape Town the other day. So he looks fine. He's well-ordered. Even people like, you know, Tom Helms out here as a standby. He's not even in either squad. He's just picking up the numbers. And he's got two for today. He looks absolutely lovely. So, yeah, England won't be worrying about anyone being out of form. If anything, the ones who will be worrying a little bit is the likes of Chris Silverwood and Owen Morgan, because they've got to hammer this puzzle down into 11.
Finally from you, we've got four really exciting fast bowlers, two on each side. Well, not including Ollie Stone, because he's not going to play in the T20 series. But Archer and Wood against Rabada and Norkia. It's a duet against, you know, in both teams, and a lot has been said about it. A lot of people are talking about it. Is that something that excites you?
Oh, it has to be, yeah. You know, I mean, it's wonderful when we see real pace. To see it on both sides, you know, all the better. I mean, what it does mean is that both teams are up to speed. They'll be sitting in the nets. I'm quite sure Jofra Archer and Mark Wood and Aaron Knockier, I'm quite sure they're not going easy on their mates in the nets. So, that, you know, everyone will be up to speed. And I suppose, you know, on the one hand, we often get really, really invested in pace because it's, you know, that's where the game comes alive. But we've seen in T20, it travels too. So, you know, when we get to game day, you know, don't be surprised if these guys try and bust a gut to get the top number on the speed gun and find themselves pulled into the stands on the grass bank. You know, it works both ways. Speed can be off the bat as well as onto it.
Well, there's a lot of mutual admiration as well amongst those fast bowlers. Jofra Archer was talking about how much he admired Kagiso Rabada. And earlier, Scott Taylor spoke to Kagiso Rabada, and he too has plenty of admiration for Jofra Archer and Mark Wood.
They're world-class fast bowlers, and you have to appreciate the skill that they bring. I mean, they've proven it. Jofra's proven it, and Mark Wood has proven it. And they're nice to watch. It's great to watch other fast bowlers doing well. But yeah, it's great. It's great to see them to bowl the way they bowl. It's cool. Fast bowlers club.
You took 30 wickets in the IPL, playing for the Delhi Capitals, of course. Wasn't it an advantage to you coming up against the likes of Ben Stokes, Joss Butler, Jofra Archer for Rajasthan, Owen Morgan for Kolkata, ahead of facing them again in this series?
Not particularly, no, because we've played against them quite a bit already. And like I said, cricket, you just have to repeat and repeat. It's almost as if your performances that you've played in the past are all gone now. They're all gone, and you have to play a new game. And not that they don't give you confidence, and they do give you an understanding of some of the patterns that your opposition show. However, it's a new game, it's a new day, and you have to come and try and perform in a match-winning performance, or produce, rather, a match-winning performance. It just never ends.
And I just want to touch on something the head coach Mark Boucher said, if I may, about South African cricket going forward. He's obviously building towards the two World Cups in 2 years to come as well. But he also mentioned about building a philosophy and style among the dressing room. Now, you look at England in 2015, where they were rock bottom. Owen Morgan changed the style of play, and by 2019, they were champions of the world. Is that an inspiration for not only South Africa, but any team in world cricket starting a new cycle ahead of World Cups?
I mean, England are a great example of that. But we've seen this game being dominated by all nations. I mean, you have the West Indies dominated, then you had Australia dominated, and now sort of like India and England and Australia coming up again. So that just shows you the level of competitiveness. No one is a god of cricket, you know. But definitely, England are a good example of how someone can turn a team around. We did lose some very experienced players and top-class players. We lost some greats of the game. And now we almost have to build up. The most experienced players are myself, Quinny, Fuff, and David Miller, and you know, I'm only 25 and I'm one of the most experienced. So, I mean, that's a challenge in itself. But building up is what we're trying to do. I think we have an identity. It's just about brushing it up. I don't think we have to really reinvent the wheel. We know what has worked for us in the past, and we're working with Mark. Mark has been involved in a very successful team, and you know, we're constantly working on where we want to be and how we want to get there. So it is a challenge for us, but we definitely do accept it.
Well, thanks, Rory. It's just been the two of us for these two warm-up games. We'll be joined by our colleagues for the series. You don't have to answer this, but I'm going to ask you because you have to. Your tip for the T20 series and the ODI series. Before you give us a scoreline, do you agree that England start favourites?
Yeah, I think England start favourites primarily because they're a lot more tuned up as a team. You know, they've played their whole international summer. They've had two proper warm-up days. South Africa, because of the COVID tests, have actually been reduced to practice. And from what we heard today, practice in small groups. They haven't actually even got it together as an 11 yet. So you'd think England are going to go ahead. But let's give South Africa one. Let's call it 2-1. Quinton de Kock pulls them out of the fire for them.
Thank you very much indeed, Rory. Well, a massive, massive thanks to Rory for the last two Following On podcasts, and also to the ECB for allowing TalkSport access to these warm-up games. You'll be able to follow the entire ODI and T20 series on both TalkSport and TalkSport 2. You can listen and subscribe to the Following On podcast on Acast, Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and download the TalkSport app so you can tune into TalkSport's exclusive coverage of the entire tour of South Africa on the go. Thanks for listening. I'm Neil Manthorpe.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.